Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Bane Chronicles, The Runaway Queen by Cassandra Clare and Maureen Johnson. Read by George Blagden.
Paris, June 1791. There was a smell to Paris in the summer mornings that Magnus enjoyed. This was surprising, because on summer mornings Paris smelled of cheese that had sat in the sun all day, and fish, and the less desirable parts of fish. It smelled of people, and all the things that people produce. This does not refer to art or culture, but to the baser things that were dumped out of windows in buckets. But these were punctuated by other odours, and the odours would shift rapidly from street to street, or building to building. That heady whiff of a bakery might be followed by an unexpected flush of gardenias in a garden, which gave way to the iron-rich pong of a slaughterhouse. Paris was nothing if not alive, the Seine pumping along like a great artery, the vessels of the wider streets, narrowing down to the tiniest alleys, and every inch of it had a smell. It all smelled of life, life in every form and degree. The smells today, however, were a bit strong. Magnus was taking an unfamiliar route, one that took him through quite a rough patch of Paris. The road here was not as smooth. It was brutally hot inside his cabriolet as it bumped its way along. Magnus had animated one of his magnificent Chinese fans, and it flapped ineffectively at him, barely stirring the breeze. It was, if he was completely honest with himself,